Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a bright and sunny day across Israel. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are warm, inviting for a stroll outside. Jerusalem is also experiencing clear skies, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, perfect weather to be out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, Mojtaba Khamenei is playing a critical role in Iran's war strategy, according to U.S. intelligence assessments reported by CNN earlier this hour. Also, Israeli forces have killed a Hamas terrorist linked to the abduction of Mia Shem. This comes as they destroy 8 Hamas tunnels in Rafah, as reported 15 hours ago by JNS. Also this hour, U.S. intelligence believes Khamenei remains a key figure in Iran's war strategy, despite serious injuries, reports Ynet an hour ago. Separately, DOJ's cuts to Jewish humanities grants were ruled unconstitutional by District Judge Colleen McMahon, as reported by JTA earlier today. And finally, an alarming new battleground in campus fights over Israel is emerging, according to Forward from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Eyal Yacobi, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that police have arrested 4 Islamists accused of gang raping a 17-year-old girl in Sydney, Australia. Middle East 24 reports that the Qataris are functioning as a back channel between the US and Iran, posting earlier today. Ynet Global highlighted an hour ago that US intelligence still sees Khamenei as a major figure in Iran's war strategy, despite his injuries. Let's go deeper. Starting with Mojtaba Khamenei, CNN reports that he is influencing Iran's military decisions significantly. U.S. intelligence sees him as pivotal, despite Iran's fragmented leadership. This development could complicate diplomatic efforts in the region. Turning to Gaza, Israeli operations have intensified. According to JNS, the IDF targeted Hamas tunnels and command centers. This strike on Hamas comes amid heightened tensions following the abduction incident. Civilians in the area face increased security concerns. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights that despite severe injuries, Khamenei's influence in Iran remains strong. His communication is limited to in-person meetings, signaling potential instability within Iranian leadership. This could affect regional power dynamics. Meanwhile, a U.S. judge has ruled that DOJ's grant cuts were unconstitutional, as reported by JTA. The judge warned of potential anti-Semitism in the decision-making process. This ruling could lead to restoration of funding for Jewish humanities programs. Turning to campus controversies, Forward reports on growing tensions over Israel-related issues during graduation season. These disputes are becoming a focal point for broader debates on Israel. This could impact the academic environment and student discussions. On the economic front, first, after years of cuts, tech giants are reopening opportunities for junior talent, particularly in AI, reports CTech. This trend is reshaping hiring strategies across the tech industry. Separately, a man who converted to Judaism and obtained Israeli citizenship faces legal challenges after declaring himself Muslim. Ynet Business reports that the Jerusalem District Court intervened, complicating his legal status. And finally, Beilinson Hospital has received a record $50 million donation for cancer research. Globes reports that the Samiuli family contributed to the Samiuli Integrative Cancer Pioneering Institute. This funding could advance medical research significantly. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.